Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I'm extending a personal invitation to you. Join me December 27, 2023 to January 5th, 2024 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
This is the United States Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Kevin Sorbo, actor Kevin Sorbo, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Good to be here again with you. It's always good to chat, and I appreciate you letting me get the word out there and some of the things I've been doing.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And always great, Kevin, to have you on the show, have you back on the show. And I'm just going to say this for our listeners out there, if you're unfamiliar with Kevin's career, we're going to talk about just some of the things he's doing presently and or go back into the archives, the podcast archives, and be sure and listen to some of the other interviews that we have done with Kevin in the past. Of course, acting, television, movies. Just give a quick synopsis, Kevin, of some of what you've been involved in that world. And I want to eventually get to the book you wrote and how it came about, but tell our listeners about your acting world.
My big break, people probably know, I did Hercules for 7 years, big hit. Then I did a series called Andromeda after that. Since then, I've shot over 70 movies, and I would say the bulk of those movies I've been doing, certainly in the last 10, 11 years, are more in the family-friendly range. I do a lot of faith-based ones, but I do movies with just good messages, period. I decided back in 2010, 2011, I wanted to do movies that Hollywood wasn't doing and movies that Hollywood used to do, movies that had hope and love, redemption, the good guy wins, not the bad guy. I mean, things changed in Hollywood, I think, probably in the 60s, where we started glorifying the bad guys. I mean, look, I love Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, but let's face it, in real life, those guys were not Paul Newman and Robert Redford. They weren't good-looking guys that could quip and be funny. These were bad guys, but Hollywood has a tendency to glorify the negative now. If you're for the positive sides of life, they want to attack you for that. I mean, you know, as well as I do, what's happened in America over the last decade is like, God forbid that you follow, you know, pursue the American dream. You know, shame on you for working hard. Shame on you for failing and not quitting. You know, so we live in a world now where the under 30s are, 18 to 30-year-olds in this last election, 67% believe in communism. I know I'm getting off track here, but it blew my mind when I read that. And this is the road we're going down right now. And I keep reminding people, nobody's taking boats from Key West to Cuba. And there's a reason for that. Nobody in America is rushing the border to get into Mexico. Once again, there's a reason for that. So I wanted to do movies that woke people up and said, hey, guys, look, you know, we're destroying the greatest country in the world piece by piece here right now. We're letting it happen before our eyes. And I've always told people the sheep will be sheep, but I'm here to wake up the lions and get people to not be afraid of losing a job or losing their friend, because they weren't your friends to begin with. Don't let you have your say. I mean, Hollywood booted me out 11 years ago for being a Christian and a conservative, and I had to laugh at them. I said, wow, you're the ones who are always screaming for freedom of speech and, you know, tolerance. But, you know, with them, tolerance is a one-way road. You know that. I know that. So I've been very fortunate to stay alive in this business because I still love the business. I still love being on a chaotic sets that I've shot on, because I also tell people that it's organized chaos shooting movies and television shows. But to me, I'm going to keep plugging along and doing movies with a positive message and, you know, fight the crap that's coming out of Hollywood.
organized chaos. I like that. Sounds like the wrestling matches I used to be involved in. Organized chaos. I'm going to steal that from you. Of course, we get a lot of wrestling fans that listen to the Man Up Show, but they're not only wrestling fans. And so I know there will be many who will be familiar with your name and certainly some of the shows, some of the things you listed, Hercules, the TV series, and one of the first movies I saw you in, I think, was God's Not Dead, that was a big one for you, right?
Yeah, that was huge. We knew we had a good movie, but it's a low budget, $2 million budget, and we all worked for, just really SAG minimum, and I just loved the script. And it was the same writer 2 years earlier, a movie called What If, which of the 70-plus movies I've done, it's easily in my top three. So when this one came along, I read it, and I said, this is awesome. I always joke about playing the atheist college professor, and I say that's redundant. I played the college professor. They already know that he's an atheist. So they were hoping to make, I think, $10 million total in theaters, which would have been huge for an independent movie.
Yeah.
Well, it made $11 million opening weekend. Opening weekend made $11 million. So it just exploded out there and went on to make $140 million worldwide. So that really opened the door for me to people start calling up and say, hey, can we get you to come and be in this movie or that movie? And it's been, busy since then. I probably shot 40 movies since then. So, they're not all great, but most of them are pretty good. So I'm gonna keep plugging along and doing these movies because I enjoy doing them.
Well, and there's an obvious desire for those types of movies, kind of to your point. And it's interesting, the expression that comes to mind is, you talk about, Hollywood glorifying the bad guys or the more negative side of things, not realizing there is an audience out there that desires, that wants more positive messages, right? More positive, whether it's movies or television shows. And it seems unfortunate that they're willing to sacrifice, you might say, at their own expense to not cater to that audience. But that's where we're thankful for guys like you who are willing to step into the fray, so to speak, and produce these types of movies and shows and other things that you're doing. Let me ask you this, Kevin, because you're very involved in faith-based movies. And so have you, at what point in your life journey did your faith become important to you?
That's a very good question. I'm going to backtrack just for a second to talk to your wrestling crowd out there. I have a movie coming out next year called Miracle in East Texas. It's a true story set in 1930 about the largest oil farm in the history of the world. It's a wonderful story. John Ratzenberger and myself are in it. But I'm going to name a guy that you might know. His name is Tyler Mayne.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Tyler was a wrestler from the East as well. And he was in, I met him at these Comic-Con autograph shows that I would go to. And as you wrestlers, you guys get lines a mile long at some of these Comic-Cons because you got such a hardcore base of fans.
We do.
And Tyler was great. And we put him in the movie. He did such an amazing job in it. So I hope people will check it out. I've done a couple other cons since then. But this movie's coming out sometime in the spring, and I hope people will check that out. And I'm going to throw a quick plug out there for SorboStudios.com because at SorboStudios.com there's all kinds of information that people can go to and find out not only what I'm up to, but my wife is up to with all of her books and all of her homeschooling adventures because she does a lot of speaking in that world. But to backtrack to the question you asked, when I had at the end of season 5 on Hercules, so we're back in the late 90s now. I was having problems with my left arm. I couldn't figure what was going on my arm. My hands were numb and cold. My whole left arm was just like feeling weird. And I kind of blew it off. I mean, you know what it's like. It's that jock mentality where it's like, I'm fine. And I was doing most of my own stunts because I loved it and it was fun. It was a blast. And I had stunt guys that were just awesome that made me look like a stud. And but I was still, getting sprains and cuts and bumps and bruises all the time. So we're ending season 5. I finally come back to America, and I was doing publicity for my first big-budget movie called Kull the Conqueror. And Kull, in the books, in the comic books, Kull is the father of Conan the Barbarian. And I was playing Kull. And we shot it over in Bratislava, Slovakia, and we spent about 3 weeks in Croatia as well. So I come back to the States to do promotional work on it while its release is going on. And I'm up in, I was on Letterman, Leno, doing all these talk shows. And I went to Boston from New York to do some more radio and TV up there. And my arm just felt like it was on fire. They sent a doctor to my hotel room. This guy's doctor's name was Dr. Dye. Okay, I know D-Y-E, but still, your doctor changed your last name. Man.
So, right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It was great. So, but he hits it. He says, I think it's cardiovascular. So I get back to the States. I'm back to L.A., I mean. My doctor finds a lump in my shoulder, and he says, I want to do a biopsy on this, Kevin. He at the time thought it was cancer. Didn't tell me that at the moment. But I went to my chiropractor. Now, in 8 years of this chiropractor in Santa Monica, he's never cracked my neck because I don't like my neck cracked. Hate
right.
it.
I'm
tell
with
every
you.
Chiropractor, yeah, and I tell every chiropractor I see just like one-off visit if I'm in another town or something, don't crack my neck. He's never cracked my neck in 8 years. He knows me very, very well. I heard a voice in someone said, don't let him crack your neck. And it was weird because the voice kept getting louder and louder. And I'm like, I'm arguing with his voice in my head while this is going on. Well, he cracked my neck. Well, that lump was way up and near my neck was an aneurysm that was spinning out blood clots down to my arm, suffocating the blood flow in my fingers, cut, making the fingers cold and numb all the time. Well, that cracked from left to right because it was on the left side. It forced a series of clots into my brain. I suffered 4 strokes. And they rushed me to the hospital. The speech came back quickly, thank God. But I had 1 in my vision and 2 in my balance center. It took me 4 months to learn how to even stand up and walk and balance again. It took me 3 years to fully recover. And then I had, I still have a 10% loss of vision in each eye, the upper right quadrant of both eyes. Most people wouldn't be able to tell what my limitations were, what happened to me. I know what they are. I know since then what I'm capable of and what, you know, what the dizziness that I still go through. But I was able to have a recovery, and I wrote a book on it called True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal, and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life. So here's the answer to your question, a long-winded way to get to this. I've always had faith in my life, but I've never needed faith until I was hit with this roadblock in my life. And trust me, I wrestled with God. And you're going to lose every time. But
right.
I think I went through things most people go through where you blame God, the universe, the family, the world. My wife, Sam, is a tough Philadelphia New Yorker and a brainiac at top. She was a biochemical engineering major at Duke University. So she and I went to college for a completely different reason. But she would every time I got down, she would say, Kevin, it happened. What are you going to do about it? And it was tough love. Trust me, it was tough love.
Mm.
So she gave me a mantra. Just look in every morning and look in the mirror and say, I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger. And I would do that. I'm getting better. I'd say it out loud until I believe it for that day. And it was huge for me because, you know, you're from that athletic world. And to me, it's like that no pain, no gain. I would push myself way past what the doctors told me to do in terms of my recovery, in terms of the exercises and the therapy. And it would wipe me out, wipe my brain out. But I knew that to get my brain to recircuit or wake up or do something, I had to push it and go through the crap I was going to feel afterwards. So it was huge for me. And the book became a success, and all of a sudden people started calling me to say, hey, we want you to come and do speaking events. So I was like, really? And it just took off over the last 10, 11 years. That's what I've been doing. And it's been a godsend because I get people of all ages saying, your book has saved my life. You know, this is car crash, book survivor, heart attack, whatever it may be. People say, I read your book, and I stopped feeling sorry for myself, and I pushed on. So the book has, it's semi-autobiographical as well. It's great stories in there. It's not just like, well, life is a downer. It's a book with a lot of love and laughter in it. And if people want to get it, they can go to SorboStudios.com. Like I said, I do a lot of speaking events, and I sign a bunch of them after every speaking event. And I hope people will check it out because it is motivational. And it does, you know, I'm not egotistic enough to know that I'm the only one that has a story. Everybody has a story. Everybody
right.
has, no matter what it may be. Everybody's hit roadblocks in life. How do you react to that roadblock? And I will say, you got to look in the mirror and say, what are you going to do about it? Because you can blame everybody else, but the reality is you got to start with yourself and cue Michael Jackson song in the mirror and take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, obstacles are inevitable, right? I mean, that's just a part of the journey. It just is. And, you know, you're going to let it be a blockade or you know, you're going to overcome it. I love the title, True Strength, From Hercules to Mere Mortal, right?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Yep.
Wow. And yep. What a great scene. And I did not know any of that about you, that you had suffered for, so you overcame those physical challenges. And what a blessing you have there in that lovely bride of yours, Sam. To here, so the show's called Man Up, but I do conferences, and we got a camp called Man Camp. And sounds like your wife was like, "Hey, Kevin, you gonna man up or not? Come on, right?"
You know what? Honestly, you should have her on the show to talk about homeschooling and other things. So she's more political than me. She can definitely get in. She would be a very good person for you to have on your show.
I would. You know what? And yeah, let's arrange that at some point. I would love to do, because I love having ladies on the show, even though it's called the Man Up Show. I love having women on the show because, for one, it gives guys, a different perspective for, things coming from a woman's perspective, right?
She's on Glenn Beck right now. She's on Glenn Beck's show. She's over in California, and she's doing a live taping with Glenn right now.
Well, I will get back in touch with you, and would love to have Sam on the show. And speaking of which, fill our listeners in on it. Go ahead and tell we have her on the show. Go ahead and tell our listeners what all she's involved in. What is she doing?
She does. We're homeschoolers. I started my oldest son at the end of second grade. We've been homeschooling all three of our kids since then. Two of them have now graduated. My daughter is a junior in homeschooling, if I guess you can say junior year. And she does a lot of speaking on it. She's got a political book out there called Words for Warriors, how to deal with the craziness of the left and the woke world and the cancel culture world. And she's got a wonderful book on homeschooling called They're Your Kids, because I think people, we've been using the public schools as a babysitting tool for our kids, and we just think that's the road we got to go. I've always agreed with what Ronald Reagan said. He said the greatest words to fear are, "Hi, I'm from the government, and we're here to help." So,
right.
Everything the government runs is the failure. Think about it. Everything. And, they create nothing. Everything's about destruction. So we're in it to fight against what the government's doing. We'd like to get rid of, the all schooling way. One of the blessings of COVID is 2 million kids now are being homeschooled, because a lot of parents woke up to the horrors of what's being taught and what they're doing is brainwashing to our kids in the public school. And, she's just, nonstop. She acts. She's still with, she's in my movie Miracle in East Texas. She did a great job in that. She's in my most recent movie, Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist, which opens January 26th. I'll give that a quick plug, leftbehindmovie.com, leftbehindmovie.com, based off the best-selling books. Please go check it out and see. We're showing a theater near you opening weekend, January 26th next year. And she's just, a go-getter, and she's a tough one. I grew up in a small town. I grew up in Mound, Minnesota, Lake Minnetonka, in a town of 7,000 people. She's a Pittsburgh, New Yorker through and through. So she's, we battle with that, too. She's a Steelers fan, and you and I are not Steelers fans.
That is correct. Skol Vikings. Come on, Skol Vikings.
10-2. Come on, don't let me down, guys. They're the cardiac kids, but they keep winning.
Hey, so you mentioned, so she went to Duke University? Is that what you said?
She did, yep.
And you, so how'd you guys meet?
She came down to guest star on Hercules. Every episode of Hercules, we did a guest star. And, 90% of the time, it was another beautiful woman. So for me, it was a great dating
experience. I hear you, right? Yeah.
When Sam came down there, was like a lightning bolt to me, and I worked on her pretty quick. I'm a big flirt to begin with. So I wore her down and took her out on a date. And during that date, she found out that I like country music, that I'm a Christian and a conservative. And she looked at me and she said, "The three C's, Kevin, I think I'm in love with you." So that was our first date.
Wow. And that was how many years ago, Kevin? How many years
25
ago?
Years.
25 years ago. And three kids. Yeah. Now, tell us just real quick about your children. How old are they?
My oldest brother, I'm 6.
Okay.
And he's 6'5". He got into powerlifting, so he got up to 250 pounds. He just did a deadlift of 610 pounds recently. And I'm like going, and I saw the video of it, and I said, "Braden, my spine just turned to powder watching you lift 610 pounds up."
Ah, yeah.
And then, oh, he's a big kid. He's a strong kid. And then my other one is 6'4", Shane. And Shane is just, he's built solid like a D-back, you know. He's got the abs, he works out all the time. And then Octavia, my 17-year-old, is the artist in the family. She's an amazing, amazing artist. But Braden is following my footsteps. He's been in 7 movies already. He and I just shot a movie up in Montana earlier this year. And he just booked another one in California. He's shooting later. And he's got booked for another one next year. So he's kind of following my footsteps. Shane wants to do a little of that, but he's more interested in engineering. He's sort of very brainy like my wife is. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the road he's going to follow. But, the kids, we never went through any terrible scenes with any of them. Trust me, they were wonderful kids. And I think that's a shout out to, I think the upbringing I had mixed with Sam's hand, certainly in the kids, but also, they weren't in this public school. They were just, they were raised in they're just very outgoing. They're very positive. They're very disciplined. It's just, they're great kids. I'm very proud of them.
Because sometimes, you mentioned the homeschooling and some words that come to mind in today's world is the difference between education and indoctrination, right? And
yep.
Of course, when you're schooling your own children, you have the opportunity to educate them with whatever education you choose or decide to be able to enlighten them to. And so I think, because I did a little bit of homeschooling. Actually, you may or may not know, but I graduated from Morehead State with a teaching degree. Now, I never went into formal teaching. I had a teaching degree in physical education, then a minor in coaching and health, but always had a desire to teach. And I feel like I've been teaching the majority of my life, even though it's never been in formal education. And so I did some of my children. There was some seasons there where I did some homeschooling with them and really enjoyed it. And so for your wife to take on that task or that role is amazing. And the knock sometimes is, well, they're not going to be, they're not going to socially, they're not going to adapt, socially, right? But you can overcome that knock too, right?
Oh, that's a fallacy. That is nothing truthful. My kids are so outgoing and adults are blown away by my kids, the way they talk, the way they approach people. And that's not just now. That was 10 years ago as well. You look at school kids today, public school kids. They can't even look at you because all they want to do is look at their iPhone to begin with, anyway. But they've lost conversation skills completely. Homeschool kids, complete different opposite. I think there's always been a mystique about that from back in the 70s or 80s and stuff.
Right.
But I think it's so far from the truth. But that's what they're going to say. You know what's interesting? When people say they can't homeschool, I could never do that. I don't know how to do it. But you're saying that the public school system that you went through from kindergarten through 12th grade, that they didn't teach you, they did not make you prepared enough to teach a first grader? What does that say about the education system? So
right.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Right. Exactly. So, well, let's. We're almost out of time. I want to make sure. So if people, so you're still out there. I mean, you're available on the speaking circuit then currently.
Oh yeah, definitely. They can go to starbucks.com and get a hold of me there. Very easy.
Okay. sorbostudios.com. And of course, there's many other resources. You said, again, the book, True Strength, From Hercules to Mere Mortal, and motivational, I'm sure inspirational as well, and so many movie projects that you've got. I know we didn't really talk about on this show. We have on other shows. You've got your own production studio, and of course, it's become a family business. The acting has become a family business. That's really cool to hear as well.
Hey, I got to give a shout out, though, for people that have never been to Israel, or if you've been there, you want to go back. My wife and I are hosting our second trip. We did it back in 2019. We take only 60 people. We have three amazing guides there. It's May 17th through the 29th. And go to sorboisraeltrip.com. That's sorbo, S-O-R-B-O, israeltrip.com. Check it out, guys. It's an amazing, amazing trip. I was just there earlier this year. I shot a documentary. Through archaeological digs, we trace the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle. It's going to come out next spring. And I have another documentary called Against the Tide that I did with John Lennox. John Lennox is a very famous apologist. He's debated all the great atheists of the world, like Dawkins and Hitchens and Singer. He's amazing. And you can get Against the Tide online, or you can go to sorbostudios.com. But Against the Tide, Proving God in a World of Science. It's a fantastic look at I call it apologetics for dummies like me. That's what the movie is. So I hope people check it out, because it's highly educational and highly entertaining.
Well, you've got there's a lot of relatability between you and I, certainly with not just our college backgrounds, but and everything else that we've been involved in, and even just listening to your schedule, even just what you've just shared the last couple of minutes, I'm like, people look at me, Kevin, and they're like, there's, how do you fit all that in 24 hours, you know, or in 7 days? I'm like, by God's grace, that's how I fit it all in. So a lot going on. Kevin Sorbo, actor Kevin Sorbo, his lovely bride, lovely wife, Sam. Go to sorbostudios.com and check out all of the different things that Kevin's got going on. Pick up a copy of his book, True Strength. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Man Up with Nikita Koloff. Until next time, God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to Koloff.net and donate today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out The Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. We have another amazing lineup of speakers, including football legend Perry Tuttle from the national champion Clemson Tigers, Stu Epperson, founder of Truth Radio, a champion for truth, pastors Chris Reed and Rick Joyner, champions for Jesus, Sean and Krista Smith, champions for the family, radio show host Robbie Dillmore, and last but not least, comedian Lee McBride. I want to challenge every man to attend, and every dad and granddad out there to bring your son or grandson of any age. We're going to do something special just for you. It is Father's Day weekend. So get registered today. You don't want to miss a Champions Summit. Why? Because it's time to man up.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com for more information or to sign up today. If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
This is the Truth Network.